Welcome to another episode of the Courage to Be the Difference podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Ruskus. And all this month, we've been talking about imagination. And today, we're going to talk about what happens when you have to get past the unthinkable and really use your imagination and creative visualization to get you there. So that's what we're going to be talking about and four key elements that will help you along your journey. So over the course of this past week, and I just wrote about this in my victory letter this morning, that I had this crazy experience. I was doing a webinar. We're doing a three-part series webinar, and I was sitting here in my office doing the webinar, and this storm broke out. And we've been having here in Colorado, we've been having these hailstorms since probably the beginning of May, and we do have it from time to time, but this has been an unusual year, to say the least. And we had had one the night before, and during this webinar, the black clouds came in, and my husband had even called me to say, you know, batten down the hatches because something's on its way. And so I was expecting something to the equivalent of the night before, not prepared at all that we actually, I guess, also had tornado warnings at the time, which is probably a good thing. I didn't know that. But down the hill came, and I kept doing my webinar thinking, okay, I'll just keep doing this and I'll get past it. And, but I actually had to wrap up the webinar because it was getting so crazy. The lightning, the thunder, the hail coming down, golf size, hail, just, and the thunder sound. If you've ever been in a hailstorm, it's so loud. And I was actually turning my computer so that my audience could see, the webinar audience could see the, what was going on outside before I signed off. And, anyway, so then I kind of tiptoed out to the garden, afraid to see what I might see out there, you know, a few plants messed up or whatever. And I was not even anywhere prepared for what I did see out there because it was complete devastation. I don't want to say complete. I guess that's maybe over extenuating what happened. But I mean, it looked like somebody had taken a blender to my garden. And if you haven't listened to one of my podcasts before, when I talk about my garden, it's like this, it's my soul place. It's my place over, you know, from May until late September, October, that I just get so much joy. And it was like it right now, as I'm recording this podcast, right, it's mid-June. And it's like at its prime. The flowers have just been amazing. It's just been a great year so far. And I was stepping over this hail. There was like 3 inches of hail on the ground to look. I mean, first thing I saw when I went out the back door, I have a lot of potted plants out there, and they were just sticks. Like there was no more flowers. There was not even any more leaves. They were just gone. And the one plant that remained was my mother's geranium plant, who, you know, she passed away 9 years ago, and actually 9 years ago on this very day that I'm recording this podcast, and I'll share a little bit more about that with you here in a minute. But her geraniums, I mean, the flowers were gone, but it wasn't mutilated like all the other plants sitting around it, which, you know, that would have just really broken my heart. And even more than everything else did. But walking over the hail and getting carefully walking towards the garden, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, flowers that just hours or 20 minutes before that, right, had been beautiful were just gone. My grapevine gone, my rose trellis gone. My little baby zinnias, who I just love my zinnias. They're one of my favorite flowers. Just, they were about 4 inches tall, gone. So I just stood there and cried. Like I couldn't believe it. You know, when you put any kind of work into anything, and I have spent probably in the last 2 months, I can't even tell you how many hours I've spent out there in the garden, a lot of time, and I have a lot of pride around it and a lot of joy. And I'm out there every day, 2 or 3 hours. And as I'm recording this today, I've been out a little bit trying to clean up what I can, but it's been a busy work day, so I can't be out there too much. I can see it through my office window, and I know that I have to get to it. And so that's really what encouraged me to write the victory letter that I did this week, as well as to share this podcast with you. I had another podcast planned, which you'll be hearing in the weeks ahead, but a great interview with a woman out of Australia who you will just love to hear her creative spirit and her unique story. But for today, you're going to get me, because I think this is really important, and especially for those of you who own a small business, who are, you know, like, we can create in our business when everything's going well and we get creative and we do things, and it's like me in my garden, right? When I'm creating, because there's flowers blooming and all this. And now what I realized is that I've got to really pull tight and really do some creative visualization to figure out how can I take this from this devastation, this point of devastation, and actually take it into being a thing of beauty and pride again. And if you think of that, you know, in correlation with your business, there's times that we have devastating things happen in our business. We might lose a big client. We might not have enough money in the bank account. You know, so many things can happen. You get a legal letter in the mail, you know, just the thing after thing that can happen. And all too often in my work as a business coach, what I see is that it can stop people. It freezes, you know, it can actually freeze you in time to go, I can't do anything. Like I was yesterday, just standing there crying, like, oh my God, I can't do anything about this. Like I can't even pick up the pruning shears because it hurts too much. So I knew I had to do something. And as business owners, we have to do something too. So there's four things that I really see and I thought about with creative visualization that are so important. And it's to feel, see, create, and do. All right. So let me break that down a little bit more for you. So to feel, you really have to feel the pain. Sometimes we have to feel the pain before we can really embrace doing anything about it, because you know, there's a saying out there, feel the pain and do it anyway, right? No pain, no gain, that kind of thing. Well, I do believe that you have to feel it in your heart, your soul, and then to the point of, and I've been an entrepreneur 35 years. I've felt a lot of pain in business, let me tell you. And I've felt a lot of joy in business too. But it's those times when the pain got so bad that I knew that I had to do something and I had to do it quickly. So, right? So you want to feel it. Because that will give you strength, and it's the strength to carry you forward. The next piece is to see, is to begin to see in your mind's eye what you really want and what you need to do moving forward. I do believe that the universe sometimes shakes us up a little bit and says, okay, you need to make some changes that you've gotten in your comfort zone and you haven't, you know, I've been gardening in this garden of mine for 25 years. And so it's saying, shake it up, you need to do something. So I'm really paying attention and looking to what I need to see. And moving forward with the circumstances that I've been handed. Like there's sometimes no choice. You've been handed these circumstances. So do you give up? Do I just pour a bunch of dirt over my garden and go, forget it, I'm done, I'm finished? Do I put a for sale sign on my house and go, I'm out of here, I'll see you later, bye? No, I don't think that's my answer, but I know that I need to shake up something. And so it's really looking and seeing what that is. And then we come to the create piece. And this is where the visioning part comes into place, right? What do I want to create? What is something that I've been saying that I've wanted to do that I haven't done yet? And why is that? And using those lessons learned. You know, we talk, one of the mastermind principles that we honor here in the Victory Circles is profiting from failure. And that's really learning from, like, perceived failures are really just a step to move forward. So what do I need to create? It's creating an action plan step by step. And that's one of the things, you know, this morning as I got up and I, you know, the first thing I thought about when I woke up this morning was, oh my gosh, I don't even want to look outside. I can't face it, right? I can't look at it. I can't even think about it. But I knew that I needed to, that I had to, that it's out there struggling and I need to take care of it. So I did what I do every single morning, and something I highly recommend to you as a listener, I'm always recommending it to my clients, is to what I call my morning momentum. And I go out there usually this time of year, I'm in the garden this morning. It's super wet and everything's so crazy out there. I just went into another room that I usually use in the wintertime, and I sat down, put on some quiet music. There was kind of a fog outside, which was really beautiful as the sun was coming up. And I just sat there, you know, just letting my mind get quiet, like realizing what I needed to do. And as I thought about the day ahead, I realized that the date was June 20th. And June 20th is a really significant date in my life, because I realized that 9 years ago today, my mom died. That was a huge, huge hit in my life. And I really, as I sat there, and my sister had sent me a really cool text that I had just received in the morning too, about, you know, be sure to look for the rainbows, you know, after the storm comes the rainbows. And between that and thinking about, my gosh, if I could get through mom's death, I could get through anything. Because that was, like, you know, again, just one of the most devastating things in my life. And so, with that in my heart, with my mom in my heart, and I do say that her angel sits on one of my shoulders, sometimes the right, sometimes the left. She likes to shake it up. She always liked to shake it up a little bit. And I found myself moving forward and deciding, okay, you know, little things, step by step, what do I need to do? Okay, the today's compost day, the trash people are coming, and it's compost day, and, you know, I need to fill up everything I can, because we had leaves everywhere and just so much debris from this storm. And so I did. I got, you know, finished my meditation, did what I needed to do, and figured out my steps for today. And I, you know, I have a lot of things to do, including record this podcast, but I know come the end of the day that I will be back out there, and my husband will be home from work, and together we'll work through this and make it happen. So I'm really creating this action plan. But here's the key: when you create an action plan, which is the final step in this whole thing, is you've got to take it, the action. You've got to do. And so I know, you know, I'm slowly formulating what it is that I need to do. And because here's the other reality for me, like to create a garden, especially if you have annuals, the perennials come up and that's awesome. And, you know, I know I'll clip them back, and they may not all come back this year, but the annuals, the one that are just, you know, the summer flowers, et cetera, many of them are done. And it was quite an investment to get them out there. And I really don't have it in my budget to do that. So I'm going to have to do some creative financing to see if I can do that. Plus, I only will have them now for a shorter period of time, because the season's, you know, pretty short here in Colorado. But I've got to start doing. And I, you know, that's my promise to myself, to my garden. And again, with your business, I see so many small businesses, they'll create a beautiful plan, so many things, okay, we'll do this, this, and this, or they have these goals and these step-by-step action items to get to the goal, and then they don't take action. So feel, see, create, and do. It's really the critical elements that are required to take something that can be perceived as a horrific thing in your life and turn it around, right? If you're having that struggle in your business, turn it around, get the support. One of your steps should be getting support from people to help you through this. And I've really had people, an outpouring of people. My husband yesterday was the sweetest thing. This is why I've been married to this man for 32 years. Coming up here next week, because I was, at one point I was snipping near a pond because the pond pump was all messed up, and I knew that had to get fixed right away. So I was snipping around all these dead stalks around it and getting the stuff out of the pond. And I got up and I turned around, and my husband was standing there with a huge thing of flowers that he brought home, because he knew how devastated I was. And in that moment in time, I realized how much I love that man. I'm going to get a little emotional talking about it, but, and how much he loved me. And he's just been awesome here and a great support. So have that support, because we all need it. I'm going to leave you today with this quote that I shared in the victory letter from Shakti Gawan, who's really done a tremendous amount of work around this whole idea of creative visualization. And she said the clearer and stronger your intention, the more quickly and easily your creative visualization will work. So get that vision, get that strength. Remember that, feel, see, create, and do. And above all else, remember to have the courage to be the difference, to do the difference in your life and in the lives of others. And remember, in your, for those small business owners hearing my voice right now, people are counting on you in many ways to make your business a success. It's not just about you. And I know that my garden brings a lot of joy to a lot of other people as well, besides myself. So it's taking yourself out of the equation sometimes and remembering all those who count and really helping you to have that courage to be the difference. Until next time, have that courage. Thanks so much.